This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story by Tiffany Pauly from Stivers School for the Arts about how her neighbor transformed into her hero.
I'm a mixed young woman. My mother, who is Caucasian, was unsure about my father. He's African American. My mother and father just had too many differences to sort through. So he stepped out of my life, and I'm in a single parent house. My story is about a man who moved next door to me. His name is David, but we call him Dave for short. I remember the very first time I met him. A 6-foot stocky man with short hair, stretched earlobes, covered in tattoos. His height to me is terrifying. His loyalty tattoo stuck out to me. Even now, I'm still fascinated by his tattoo. Who knew a man who owns a tattoo shop in Dayton would have ever taken an interest in me as his adopted daughter? June 8th, 2011 is the day I lost my grandmother. We walked into her home and peered into her room. She appeared as if she were sleeping. Raging in tears, buckled knees, I was broken. She was my rock, the person who held me when things got rough. She was my sunshine. My mom was trying to console me, but I just would not come to my senses to save my life. Dave was on his way somewhere when my mom called him. He came racing home. I was standing on our porch when he pulled me into his arms. I remember him saying, "There, there, baby girl, it's okay." I swear, being told this just made me cry even harder. His shirt was drenched from my tears. He never loosened his embrace. This was the day Dave and I grew extremely close. June 21st, 2011. It's a Tuesday morning. My mom and I are at Children's Medical Center. I'm being prepped for brain surgery. I was diagnosed with a concussion from falling on a concrete floor. The CAT scan revealed that I had a mass and none of my doctors knew what it was. Therefore, I had to have a brain surgery. My mom told me after surgery, he was by my side the whole time. This is when he took on the role of being my father. As I grew older, we grew closer. Dave tells me he loves my courage I showed facing all the obstacles I had growing up. Dave loves when I smile. He says my smile gives his life purpose when he's down. I am a very shy and reserved person. So for me to open up to this person that I didn't really know was really big to me. I can't express my appreciation enough for him. If you're an adult who wants to step up to help raise a child who's not biologically yours, just do it. Don't be afraid to take on something new. The impact you have on that child's life is out of this world. And I feel there just needs to be more of these stories out on the air, because there's a lot of single-parent homes. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stivers School for the Arts, this is Tiffany Pauly.
That's the story entitled Princess, written and produced by Tiffany Pauly from Stivers School of the Arts. Special thanks to Eva Maxudis and Leslie Rogers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank trustee.